This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1354. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 10th, broadcast bands expanded. LDS back on shortwave. Radio Cuba Libre. No more Poland via Finland. Specials from Vatican and Latvia. Zimbabwe starting external service. Asian clandestines and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. As of April 10th, we are still waiting for the A07 season schedules to be posted in the public data portion of the HFCC website, www.hfcc.org. And we're also waiting for Ike Bierbert to put up his schedules for the new season. He tells me he's been on an expedition to Spitsbergen and is working on it in his spare time. That will be found eventually at his website, www.eibi.de.vu. There is, however, an A07 reference already online, and it's being updated every day, they say. It's Shigenori Aoki's list, available from a Japanese website. Seichi Hasegawa passes on the exact link. Prepare to copy. You'll find it very useful. And all of this is in lowercase, www.geocities.jp/BINEWSJP/BIA07.txt. All of these are in frequency order, so if you hear something unidentified, they're a great help just to look up what the possibilities may be. An important date has just gone by, April 1st, not for the usual reasons, but because it was the 15th anniversary of a World Administrative Radio Conference in 1992, which decided that the shortwave broadcasting bands would be somewhat expanded. Now, in reality, these bands have already been expanded de facto by many, many broadcast stations occupying these frequency areas. But since April 1st, they have been designated as exclusive shortwave broadcasting bands no longer available for utility stations. Until now, utility stations had to share the bands with the broadcasters and vice versa. But now if you hear any utilities in these expanded areas, they will be considered intruders. The Worldwide Utility column in CIDX Messenger brought this to our attention. The info was published in the February Monitoring Times Utility World column by Hugh Stegman. Now I'm going to mention the frequencies to which various bands have been expanded officially for broadcast use only. 49 meters down to 5,900. 41 meters up to 7,350. 31 meters down to 9,400. 25 meters down to 11,600 and up to 12,100. 22 meters down to 13,570 and up to 13,870. 19 meters up to 15,800. 16 meters down to 17,480. And then there is the relatively new, what shall we call it, 15-meter broadcasting band, which is very sparsely occupied but is now officially only for broadcasting, 18,900 to 19,020. Of course, many broadcasters are already operating beyond these limits, notably, especially in the Americas and Europe, above 7,350 up as far as 7,600 kilohertz, or even further in the case of WYFR, way up there on 7,780. It was this change, this April 1st deadline, which caused concern whether CHU could continue using 7,335, although we now know they have been able to continue since they've been reclassified as a broadcast rather than utility station. CBC's Afghanada drama series started last fall and was supposed to end before the end of the year, but it kept getting extended. But now the season has officially ended, and I'm wondering what's replacing it at 11:30 a.m. local time on Fridays across Canada on CBC Radio 1. Ricky Leong in Alberta says, for just 1 week, that is April 13th, there's a special, the 6th annual Poetry Face-Off. Then after that, a new series called somewhat similarly, Canadia 2056, a celestially funny comedy series set in the year 2056, starring Matt Watts. That's expected to run until at least the end of May. Ricky also passes along a press release from CBC Radio 1 about another new series starting Monday, April 16th. It's Q. That's it. The name of the show is simply the letter Q, not to be confused with Quirks and Quarks, hosted by John Gomeshi. It's a lively arts, culture, and entertainment show. Weekdays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. local time in most markets. However, only 1 hour in Toronto, Ottawa, Vancouver, and Alberta. And for some reason, it starts one local hour earlier in Manitoba at 1 p.m. Furthermore, there will be an hour-long encore each weeknight at 10 p.m. after the news, I suppose, local time across Canada. So if you're looking at the CBC Radio 1 webcasts, which have five different airings for each time zone, the first airings would be Monday through Fridays at 17 UT and repeated at 0100. Now that the Sackville Relay of Vatican has shifted from 6100 to 6040, so have the leapfrogging Spurs. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says 6040 now mixes with a Voice of Vietnam relay on 6175. That's between 0230 and 0400. So one leapfrogs the other to 5905 and in the other direction to 6310, both of which he's heard at 0250. Artie Bigley in Ohio has been getting better reception lately from Toronto's X-band station on about 1610 CHHA. He's been trying to find out from them whether they've increased their power, but all they've replied is that they have finished relocating their transmitter, as they were required to do. Not only that, but Richard E. Wood in Hawaii has heard CHHA 1610 at 10:05 UT March 27th with tropical music, mostly Cuban and local time checks. He says, a booming near-local signal, remarkable for 1,000 watts, over 4,500 miles. Of course, it's helping that he's using an 850-foot beverage, as reported in NRC DX News. CHHA also reported by Wayne Heinen in Colorado. March 28th at 0900 UT, signing on with O Canada, and the call given in Spanish. He says the new transmitter location works well, a new one for me. At a DX camp in Ontario, Harold Sellers reports hearing KNLS Alaska at 1200 UT on 9920. Tentatively, anyway, this led me to try to determine their correct schedule. And I found that has been happening for some time now. Their own website has at least two contradictory shortwave schedules for the current season. In fact, there are five different transmissions, which don't show the same frequencies. Now, at 1200 UT, both transmitters are supposed to be in English, one on 7355, but is the other one really on 9920, or is it 9780? I haven't been able to hear it well enough here to be sure. Another English broadcast also has contradictory info at 1000. Are they on 7355 or 6890? I suspect that the transmission schedules you reach under their Chinese or Russian web pages are more accurate than the one you reach directly in English. Via the Media Network blog, there was an op-ed in, of all places, the Nevada Appeal by former chief of the VOA Spanish service. Guy W. Farmer says anyone who cares about America's deteriorating image in the world should be worried about what's happening to our government's leading international broadcaster. He supervised VOA Spanish 1977 to 79. I opposed the transfer of more than $25 million from VOA English to pop music stations, just as I oppose spending one more taxpayer dollar on radio and TV Marti. He says, I hope my ex-USIA and VOA colleagues can save the Voice's flagship English language service, but given the current toxic political climate in Washington, it may go silent, and that would be another great tragedy in the history of American public diplomacy. John Filiozzi chimes in, I'm beginning to share his sense of dread. It's frustrating to see how little traction this issue has gained in Congress with a new Democratic majority. It's as if the omnipresent debate and confusion over the proper role of the VOA as international broadcaster has served to stunt any effort to mount support for it. The charter notwithstanding, an act of Congress which has been subverted by this president. It seems those charged with custodian to this nation do not truly believe in the power of its ideals, for one only needs to look and listen at how they choose to communicate with the outside world in such a propagandistic fashion. The news may be bad. The news may be good. We will tell you the truth. Those are certainly not guiding words today to the IBB or the BBG. It's most sad and most damaging, says John Filiozzi. Johannan in New Jersey has been looking through the Alki schedule for A07 I mentioned a while ago and found some interesting items. For example, LDS Church is listed for two frequencies on a Sunday-only broadcast at 10 to 12 UT via Ascension, 17675 and 21520, beamed to different parts of Africa. We're not sure if this is actually on the air yet, and we don't find it in any other references. I assume it is BYU Radio, as in Brigham Young University, which was in the World Radio TV Handbook 2006 when they were broadcasting on DRM via the UK, Sundays at 14 on 9750. But I don't see it in the current handbook or other listings. If you can monitor during those 2 hours, let us know if you hear anything. Jeff White at WRMI says there's been a last-minute change regarding Radio Cuba Libre, which had been Monday to Saturday at 07 to 09 UT on 9955. But as of April 9th, it has switched to Monday to Saturday 12 to 14 UT. In addition, UT Tuesday to Saturday at 03 to 04, all on 9955. This bumps out a number of DX programs in English and Spanish, which had been occupying the morning hour at 13 at least, including two airings of World of Radio and one of Mundo Radial. It's strange how Radio Martí gets all the attention for Cuban clandestine broadcasting. WRMI and other transmitters, of course, are carrying quite extensively Radio República, which rarely gets mentioned in the mainstream press, and even less so Radio Cuba Libre, which I expect in the number of hours per week probably ranks now as number 3. We recently had a report from Manuel Meneth in Spain that Guatemala must be on daylight time of UT-5 because of a time check he heard on Radio Buenas Nuevas in Guatemala. However, he heard them again on April 8th, signing off at 04:30, and this time they gave the local time as 10:30. Therefore, they are now on UT-6, the usual time there. Not sure if there was just a misunderstanding earlier or if they actually tried DST for a few days or weeks. Imber Gaviria in Colombia says he's still hearing La Voz de Tu Conciencia there on 6010 around 22:30, but is no longer hearing since April 1st or so its sister station, Marfil Estéreo, on 5910, although there's something very weak on the frequency. Manuel Mendoza in Spain agrees. He says Marfil Estéreo used to have the best Colombian signal here, but it seems to be off the air lately, and he is also still hearing the other one on 6010 around 0730 when it is mixing with Mexico. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1354. Check our website for much more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. I'd like to express my deepest gratitude to another Oklahoman, John Norfolk, who for many years has provided some excellent references via World of Radio, Nets to You about amateur radio voice nets and bulletins, and DX, SWL, and media programs. John has now decided to retire from his shortwave activities. A bit more news from Latin America. Rafael Rodriguez went on Easter vacation to Fomeque in Cundinamarca, not too far from Bogota, but I suppose where reception is better. Among his interesting loggings was Radio San Andres in Peru on 5544.6, April 7th at 0130 to 0150. They were running some comunicados and music by the Capucinas of Cajamarca, along with an ID mentioning 830 and 5545 kilohertz. We've mentioned before the three-way collision among Argentina, Spain, and Morocco on 15345. Just to be sure, I checked out that frequency April 4th, just before 2200 UT. And indeed, I was hearing Spain in Spanish and Morocco in Arabic mixing. They're about 2 hertz apart, plus much further off the frequency, a weak signal from Argentina on 15344.8 approximately. However, after 2200, Argentina was left in the clear. Spain and Morocco are both listed as using 250 kilowatt transmitters aimed east, while Argentina has a 100 at 35 degrees toward Europe, although we've long suspected it's not operating at anywhere near its full rated power. Last week I thought I had found one time when we could still hear a world of music from Deutsche Welle on shortwave, but that was mistaken because another look at their program schedule shows the 0500 UT broadcast now is only half an hour instead of 1 hour long. By the way, if you'd like to see the Deutsche Welle program guide along with the frequencies, not only shortwave but other ways to hear them at any time of the day or night, it's hard to find on their website, dw-world.de. Now, if you want their TV program schedule, there's a direct link right to it. But for radio, do not click on what's on. That's a dead end. Instead, you must click on reception and then frequencies and customer service. And finally, you'll find a link to Program Guide Summer 2007. Some more recent info is no longer valid, namely that Polish radio external service was being relayed by Pori Finland. I guess it was briefly, but DX Mix News Bulgaria, April 10th issue, says the transmission at 21 to 22 UT on 7140 has moved back to Nauen, Germany, as its transmitter site, parallel to Wertachtel on 6135. On April 7th, around 22 UT, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing a Catholic service in English on 7125, that, of course, being Easter Eve, and it was almost but not quite parallel to WEWN on 9975. Of course, it could not possibly be WEWN within the ham band on 7125, so the next major suspect is Vatican Radio. I went looking at their website and, in fact, found it before long via a link labeled Trasmissioni Speciali. In fact, they had a number of special transmissions, including some special shortwave frequencies for April 6th, 7th, and 8th, and this was one of them. So keep an eye on that website the next time some Catholic holiday is approaching. You should find a link at www.radiovaticana.org. In Conexión Digital, schedules editor Marcelo Cornacioni in Argentina says the Voice of Croatia, as related by Germany, is now scheduled 22 to 05 on 9925. I should point out that three different transmitters in Germany are involved, overlapping: 04 to 07 on 9470 and 06 to 10 on 11610. The Spanish broadcasts are at 2230 and 0230. But when are the English broadcasts? Croatian radio does not go out of its way to publicize these, so I had to look through their entire program schedule on their website, www.hrt.hr. And on Monday, April 9th, which I assume is a typical day, English was shown as follows, and they're not all the same length: 2215 to 2230, 02 to 0230, 06 to 0603, 1000 to 1003, 16 to 1630, 1805 to 1815. Frequencies not specified, but I assume there on both the domestic and German relay transmitters, if the time fits. Of course, the first two are on 9925 via Germany to the Americas, no problem there. But what about the schedule of the domestic Croatian transmitter? This is given in DX Mix News Bulgaria, and they're all non-directional. I'm rounding off the times. They actually change 2 or 3 minutes before the hour. At 04 to 08, 6165, 08 to 12, 9830, and 12 to 23, 6165, all 100 kilowatts. However, the rest of the day from 23 to 04 is still on 6165, but with only 10 kilowatts. So those in Europe especially looking for Radio Logos Bolivia on 6165 need to be sure they're not actually hearing the lower-powered Croatian transmitter. In any event, Radio Nederland is not open via Sinish Portugal on 6165 until 2358, says Giampiero Bernardini in Italia. Tom Taylor says EMR, European Music Radio, is marking its 31st birthday with shortwave broadcasts on Sunday, April 15th, 11:30 to 12 UT on 9310. I wonder where that's from. Well, it's via IRRS, so it's undisclosed, but we assume it's Bulgaria. Then there's more EMR, three different programs between 15 and 17 UT on 9290, which, of course, is via Latvia. Bernd Trout now has found more press items in French about the situation of Africa number one, the transmitters in Gabon, which were previously reported to have been bought by Muammar Gaddafi of Libya. Well, according to these items, it may not yet be a done deal. AfricaCentrale.info reported March 29th that indeed Africa number one, owned by the state of Gabon and Sofirad in France, could pass into the hands of Libya at a cost of 5 mega euros, according to a confidential letter, on the condition that its 250 employees would be able to remain on the job. And there was another story at a site called Mambundu2005.com saying that Gaddafi has offered to buy it from President Bongo for 5 mega euro, but it was not yet certain. There have been several reports before that Mugabe's Zimbabwe government was about to launch an external shortwave service, and nothing came of them, but maybe something will come of these because they're naming a specific date when it's supposed to start officially, just before Independence Day, April 18th. This was reported by the Herald, the Zimbabwe government newspaper. Furthermore, it's being done with Iranian financial aid. Thanks to Chris Greenway for passing on that item. Report says it will be broadcast from the shortwave transmitter site at Gweru, also known as Guinea Fowl. No word on frequencies or schedules, but we know that the existing previous Zimbabwe frequencies are 3306, 3396, 4828, and 6045. I'm sure it's been a difficult decision for Mugabe whether to employ these transmitters for his own broadcasting or to use them to continue to jam the opposition. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports hearing both programs with different programming of Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea at 0400 UT, Program 1 on 7100 and Program 2 on 7175. Fair to good reception. He also heard Radio Fana in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia on its new in-band frequencies, 6109.92, April 7th, audible after TWR closed at 0332. Better on the parallel 7210, but only after BBC closed at 0329. Martin Groot in Netherlands tells DX Listening Digest that Ethiopia's Voice of Tigray Revolution appears to have moved down from 5980 to 5970, opening in vernacular April 8th at 0400 after a 5-minute interval signal. Frequency was clear, but lots of adjacent channel interference. He's not yet traced their 31-meter band frequency, which may also have shifted from 9650. Eric Bryan in Washington State has been wanting to hear Radio Damascus again. He used to get them on 12085 and 13610, but has been wondering if they're actually still on the air. So I've been on the lookout for loggings, and here's one from Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania. Yes, he heard Damascus on 9330, April 6th at 2110, past 2130, with English news at 2115. However, it was weak, and he had to use exalted carrier upper sideband to avoid WBCQ on lower sideband. Their parallel 12085 had a strong carrier, but very low modulation. We now have the answer about what's happening to the former VOA Rhodes medium wave transmitter on 1260 kilohertz. Andy Sennett keeps an eye on FBO, Fed BizOps, and saw a notice there that a contract is being offered to move that transmitter to Kuwait and retune it to 1386 kilohertz. No one can do the job but Harris. Another recent item needs following up. Registrations for Kabul, Afghanistan on 6130 and 7145. Wolfgang Büschel points out that the registrations are identical to some on the next line, showing the same frequency, same time, and same parameters for Vientiane, Laos. So we assume someone was just playing with numbers, and this information is not serious. Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi tells DX India that All India Radio Frequency Management has asked him to help find some clear frequencies on the 26 megahertz band for DRM field trials in India. Well, unless there's something local, there shouldn't be any problem finding clear frequencies. DRM is being tested at various places in Europe with low power on 26 megahertz, and members of the DRM North America Yahoo group are wondering if they can persuade someone to do the same in the U.S. Updating last week's report, Joe's Jacob in India says Sri Lanka Broadcasting is back on 11905 and 15745, including the English broadcast at 01 to 0430 on 15745. David Wolin in Nepal says he's also hearing it after a two-week absence at 0100. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Toru Yamashita of the Asian Broadcasting Institute says there's a broadcast at 1330 UT to 14 on 9485 that's immediately following Shokaze or Seabreeze. It was originally thought it was an extension to 1 hour of that broadcast, but after 1330 it's actually Radio Free Chosun, as in Radio Free North Korea. Jari Savolainen had been hearing the different ID in Finland and wondering if that was the case. And furthermore, Radio Free Chosun also broadcasts at 2000 to 2030 on 9785. At least on April 7th, perhaps because they were running live sports commentary, ABC 10 at Creek, Northern Territory, Australia, stayed on its 60-meter band frequency, 4910, well past the scheduled shift to 120 meters at 0830. Johannan in New Jersey heard them at 1055. Mick Domage in Alberta had them as late as 1530. Furthermore, another station in the Northern Territory, 5025, was still on the air at 1803, April 8th, says Tony Rogers in the UK. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 10th. Solar activity very low, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 April 20th, 25 and 5 April 28th. Solar flux peaking at 75 April 16th to 27th. And that's World of Radio 1354. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.